This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to a second hour of Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Luann Dunsford, who is a Chief Executive Officer of Michigan Works Association. Good evening, Luann. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
Very well. I tried to reach you yesterday, and you were very busy. You were at a luncheon celebrating success stories through Michigan Works. Why don't you tell me about what that luncheon was about yesterday?
Cheryl, it is my favorite event of the year. It makes everything that we do all year long worthwhile. Every year, each of the 25 Michigan Works agencies around the state have the opportunity to nominate just one success story. So we honor a sampling of the success in Michigan, and they come down to Lansing. We get certificates signed by the governor. We make arrangements for their particular legislator to come in and very often give them tributes. They bring their family, their employers, the Michigan Works crew that works with them. And it is unbelievable the stories that I have heard. I think this was the 12th one that I've done. And yesterday's stories surpassed what I've heard thus far. And it's a hopeful event. Everybody there just really understands that there is good happening in Michigan. And the people that we honor, they come through a Michigan Works Agency Service Center door. And whatever's happening in their life, very often, through no fault of their own, their life has been turned upside down, companies leaving, that sort of thing. There's a whole host of barriers that they must overcome at times. And so they come through seeking a little bit of support and encouragement. But the beautiful thing is they have the determination and the fortitude to reinvent themselves and do the hard work. And one of my very favorite quotes of yesterday came actually from the Capital Area Michigan Works honoree. And she talked about the fact that, she's been told you can move mountains, but she was never told that you didn't have to pick up a shovel and start digging. And it's that sort of attitude. I know it's beautiful. That sort of attitude where they come in and they say, yeah, I am going to get up at 4 a.m. and I'm going to study before, as a single mom, I have to take care of my children. I'm going to do this hard work. And then we take a day to celebrate it. It's amazing.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that. That was what prompted the call to you. The woman you're speaking of, who learned a new way to move mountains, is Guadalupe Gonzalez Arias, and she 3 years ago, the article said that she found herself juggling a class load, raising three kids alone, and working upwards of 60 hours a week. So she was trying to make it happen. And she ended up getting a hold of folks at Capital Area Michigan Works right here in the area. And they gave her some assistance to help her move that mountain, didn't they?
They did. And, I'm very proud to be very honored. I don't want to say proud, very honored to represent the Michigan Works system. I tour the state often and go into the agencies, and the kind of services and the kind of people that are there, to me, they're heroes. It's where the rubber hits the road, and when they can make an impact in the life of someone such as Guadalupe, and then, as you said, she has children, so the generational impact, and then for all of us, the community impact is tremendous. And it's nice to know there are positive things happening in Michigan. There are employers there. And when you can train someone with the right skills to match that job, it's amazing. And it feels good to be a part of it.
The Michigan Works Association, am I correct in kind of describing you as an umbrella over some, other organizations, such as Capital Area Michigan Works, that you oversee and work with these other agencies? You call it a workforce development system.
It is. From the association standpoint, I would say that I'm less of an umbrella, but in more underneath. I serve the Michigan Works system. I provide them, the association provides them services so that they can better serve the public. And so like yesterday's event, I and my staff put that together so we could have this education and advocacy so that people know what's happening and how to access things and bring the spotlight to it. But also, as the federal government might change rules in a particular program, what we do is we like to bring in experts who can train the frontline staff and hear the particular rules because it gets very complex so that they can effectively move people through. So we're kind of behind the scenes and help them do their job.
Well, I appreciate the explanation of that. The Michigan Works organization, as you said, it offers training and other assistance in this Tri-County area. I became familiar through Capital Area Michigan Works and working with Kate Taikaki there, and coming into the office there and seeing a tremendous crowd of folks being helped everywhere. What kind of assistance can folks find at something like that, which you assist and support?
Well, not only at Capital Area Michigan Works in Lansing, and the one on Lansing is down on Cedar Street, but it is a classy, first-rate service center. It is a jewel, and I'm very proud to have access to it myself. But anyone can go in at any time, and there are certain core services that you can receive at any Michigan Works Service Center. So you have access to the Internet, so you could post jobs on the Michigan Talent Bank and search for jobs and get assistance with various workshops on building your resumes. Many people who found themselves out of their employment in the past couple of years have never maybe even had a resume. You know, they've worked for 25 years for a company, and it's a whole new world for them. So there are certain supports there. Then there are all sorts of different programs in there that maybe you have to do qualify for, and the Michigan Works agencies, by and large, try to keep all of the mechanics and complexities of the federal programs transparent. Instead of saying, "Here's what we have on the shelf, this is what we give you," but rather do an assessment and say, "How can we best help you with the tools that we have available?"
Well, it sounds like it was an amazing event. Maybe next year I can get in and come and witness it, because it sounds like something, like you said, great news in Michigan. And congratulations to Guadalupe Gonzalez Arias and the 24 other honorees yesterday. How can people take a look at services available, or what website shall they go to?
Well, if you go to MichiganWorks.org, that's the association's website, that's sort of a clearinghouse, you could an overview of the Michigan Works system, but you can also search for service centers in your area as well to drill down into other, you know, the very specifics of it. And it won't be long. I think on our website, you have to go through events and click a few times, but we have some videos from the last 2 years of the alumni event, and we videotaped this one as well. So very soon, I worked with Such Video in Old Town, and they're going to just do another fine job of capturing that event. So I'll make sure to let you know when it's up on the website so you can check it out. And you absolutely have an open invitation to come down. I am telling you, to witness it one time is worth the time spent, because these people are amazing. I might have a bad day or something, but what they go through, wow.
Well, I will take you up on that invitation, Luann. Thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight and telling us about this great event and about Michigan Works Association.
Oh, Cheryl, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me, and have a lovely night.
You as well. We've been speaking with Luann Dunsford, who is the CEO of Michigan Works Association. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.